going. Where are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the knight.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And live on the con hotline, we have
Skype John. Sorry, my microphone isn't working, so I got to use a different one. But yeah, Skype John.
The Xbox microphone. So
maybe, maybe not.
Well, for this week, on this week's episode, what we're going to do is there are two new trailers that came out. The Godzilla 2 trailer, and usually we don't discuss second trailers because it's kind of a regurgitation of the same, but this is a lot different than the first. Mm-hmm. So we're going to watch that. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Avengers finally came out with their masterpiece, and we got the new title. So yep. We'll discuss the new Avengers trailer. We're going to do a little bit of Haunting on Hill House, of Hill House.
We're going to finish it.
Me and you finished.
Yeah, we're going to finish discussing.
Yeah, yeah. That shouldn't take too long. Nope. It's in the past. Nope. And then one of our frequent guests, Ryan, suggested a topic for us. It was, what TV shows have you seen and rewatched, and it holds up to your standards still?
Okay.
So we can kind of go into that a little bit later. But first and foremost, as always, we dive into Star Wars trivia.
Whoa, yeah, okay. So last week I asked the question, what is Kylo Ren's birth name? Anybody want to take that one? Sam?
Malcolm X.
No, it's not Malcolm X.
James. Bond James.
No.
Damn.
It's Bond. James Bond, by the way. Not James Bond James. That'd be odd if it was. John, do you have an answer for this?
Nah, man.
No? All right. Well, we actually had a few responses. Richard, no, it's not Fat Amy. Sorry.
Wow.
From the Pitch.
From Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. Trilogy. Oh. Fantastic trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a gif of Rebel Wilson.
John thought Richard was calling somebody out.
Patrick, another friend of the show. Patrick, friend of the show. No, it is not Ooby Dooby Scooby Dooby Canooby. That is the guy from Thumb Wars by the guy Stephen O or whatever, creator of Jimmy Neutron, actually.
Coming from Pat, who is also known as Kwetel Dubian Ra.
Yes. And we actually have a winner this week. Moni, good friend of my family, or my side, she correctly answered Ben Solo. Still confused why he was called Ben, seeing that Han knew Ben for like an hour, and Leia knew him as Obi-Wan.
Ben's a good name.
Because in the expanded universe books, Luke has a son named Ben that he names after Ben Kenobi.
We also need to forget everything that happened.
I understand that, but that's where the name Ben comes from. So why would Leia and Han named Ben?
They're ruining Star Wars. It doesn't matter.
Do you know they're making another one of those movies?
Yes,
why do you have to remind us?
A year from now, it actually comes out.
A year? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Christmas month. Oh, yep. Still not excited for the movie.
I like how we're all on the trend of they're ruining Star Wars. Because, you know, the prequels didn't do that.
No, it didn't.
It's weird because, no, they didn't.
Were bad. It's weird. But they didn't ruin Star Wars.
They ruined Star Wars.
No, they didn't.
You thought they would ruin it, but really they didn't.
Sam, Jar Jar's the key to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, I don't need to see A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back twice.
Twice?
Oh, no, we saw A New Hope twice.
What?
Empire Strikes Back is its own thing.
I watched them like I lost track. I grew up on those movies. Are you talking about
Last Jedi?
Yeah, Last
Force
Jedi.
Awakens?
Yeah,
Force Awakens.
Those
New
two
Hope
movies.
2? I'm sorry, New Hope 2.
Oh, okay, New Hope 2 and the Last Jedi.
The salt, no salt planet.
Yeah, this isn't snow; it's salt.
How high do you think that planet's blood pressure is?
Throw the roof.
Well, like you dig a little under the surface and you see all that blood. So
that's true.
That's right.
Which was a cool effect, but come on. So this week's question.
It's just salt, people.
It's just salt. It's not snow.
Walkers. If there was ever a movie that should have broken the fourth wall, it was that scene.
It's all right, folks. It's salt.
And it tastes great.
I bet you the original cut of that film had the First Order ships. They were like AT-ATs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the First Order ships. The original cut was just the ships, and we're like, all right, Kylo Ren's on one of these ships. Or Ben Solo, for those who answered and know. But they're like, no, this is way too much like this. We'll put him in a ship. We'll put him in a spaceship that eerily hovers.
Yeah, it just hovers there with its wings up for some reason.
Yeah.
Yep. Like a weird seagull. Anyways, so this week's question is the ever harder. We're moving on to a new movie.
Which one is this one?
This is, was it
Rogue One?
Yeah, Rogue One. I was like, ooh. I was going to say Rebel Assault for some reason.
A movie that we actually did enjoy.
Yeah. Who is the director of Advanced Weapons Research for the Imperial Army?
Ooh.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
I know the actor.
Yeah, the bad guy from Ready Player One.
I watched Ready Player One again. You know, it's still bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's still bad.
It's not bad, guys.
No. It's still bad.
Yeah, how does it feel to be on this side?
Guys, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's on HBO for those of you who have HBO Go.
Oh, okay.
On, you want to be insulted? Watch that movie.
No, I was not insulted, Sam.
I was.
Yeah, we know.
So if you have an answer to the Facebook question that Sean just mentioned a while ago, you can reply to it, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerds, and we will read your answer, either correct or incorrect, on the podcast. So, good luck for those of you who are old enough and wise enough to remember Rogue One and forget the other two prequels.
Yes.
Not old prequels. Enough?
Yeah, prequels? I was confused on the old enough. Ago.
Are we calling them prequels?
Rogue One is technically a prequel.
No, not prequels. The Last Jedi.
They would be postquels?
Those are sequels.
Yeah, they'd
sequels?
Be sequels.
We'll call them sequels? Okay.
The sequel trilogy.
If we're going
trilogy.
By...
You got the prequel trilogy and the sequel trilogy.
Like, really?
If we're going by Reddit logic...
That was Sean's brainchild.
That was a joke more than anything else.
But... Going by Reddit logic, the new ones are sequels, but Rogue One is a prequel.
Yes.
Got it. Done. So you can post that on Facebook.
Yep.
So let's move on. Why don't we start off with the trailers? Should we start off with Godzilla? Why don't we start off with Godzilla 2 first?
Okay.
The second trailer for Godzilla. It's the second movie of the...
King of the Monsters.
Technically the third.
So it will be the third movie of the franchise, I guess.
Yeah, the monsters.
Yes. And the second Godzilla movie. And it doesn't look like we're getting Kong in this, so I'll say it's the second Godzilla movie.
Well,
no, Kong's coming in the next
one. End credits scene.
That's true.
I'm sure it's going to be there. Well, anyway, this trailer added so much more. The first trailer, I do not believe we got any other monsters.
We got the monsters, but not like... Nothing like
not
extensive.
Actual action.
That first trailer was made for people like me and Sean, who already knew the monsters.
Yeah,
like that whole scene where you see Mothra's wing shoot out. Like I cried a little when that happened.
Yeah.
Well, this one,
you saw Mothra flying, and I teared up even more. I'm like
somebody turned blue and glowed. So there's a bunch of it's setting up this. I guess, battle between the ones who defend Earth and then the ones who are trying to destroy it.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the one who flew down in the meteor? What monster was that?
That has to be... it's probably going to be...
King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah.
It's going to be
King
Ghidorah. Well, I was going to say...
King
Ghidorah, Monster Zero, as he is also referred to in the movies. He is of extraterrestrial life, so I'm assuming that scene is... a flashback of how he got to Earth. It looks like he's frozen in ice.
Yeah.
So it looks like something.
So there's King Ghidorah. You see, okay, trailer, King Ghidorah monster, Mothra, Godzilla, obviously, Rodan.
Yep.
And that was it.
That's it. You see a lot more of Rodan.
A lot of Rodan. which is great.
Yeah. I love Rodan. Rodan's awesome. Like him trying to attack the aircraft was cool.
Hang on, did we see Anguirus in that?
No, I thought it was Anguirus. It looked like coming out of the earth.
Yeah.
I thought it was Anguirus. I got my hopes up, but I don't think that's what it was.
Yeah, they shouldn't blow their wad on all the monsters. I agree. Have to save a little bit.
These four,
learn
I'm happy
from Justice
with.
League.
Yeah. Take your time. Yes. Take your time. Take your time. Well, anyway, it seems pretty legit. I mean,
I am so excited.
It doesn't look. I don't want to say it's. Looks like a good piece of cinema, but it looks just fun.
That's all Godzilla movies are. They're just fun.
Yeah.
As movies, they're just terrible, but like they're fun movies.
Do I need 11 in the movie? Absolutely not. No. Do I need, but what's his name, Ben Watanabe?
No, yeah, I need him.
Absolutely, yeah. We need him.
No, no,
we had another great line in it where he's like, no, we're his pet.
So, oh man, that was great.
All right, so we got our let them fight in the scene.
So there's gonna be how many? Okay, so it's gonna be one great line per movie.
It's let always them fight
gonna, and it's gonna be what is this? We're his pet.
Yeah,
what's and I just wanted to keep going. I just wanted to keep going.
It looks like we have two, because if you remember from the first one, you have the dude from Game of Thrones where he goes, long live the king, and like that's his line, which I think that's a pretty awesome line, because this Godzilla's king of the monsters. So, and you don't remember that line?
I do, but...
No, that's a good line.
I don't want to chalk that up. I don't want to keep that on the same level as let them fight. I mean, literally,
let them fight is the greatest line.
This guy is telling the general to let monsters that no one has ever seen before fight.
Frankly, I don't give a damn.
He was a stand-in for the audience at that moment, where he's just like...
Yeah, so... Seriously, you got frankly, I don't give a damn. You've got may the force be with you, and you got let them fight. Greatest lines in cinematic history.
Can you pull up numbers for Godzilla?
What do you need?
Box office mojo.
Ooh, okay.
And see results, and I want to see if do we think it's going to top what Godzilla did.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Because Godzilla was one of those like lightning in a bottle type things where it did really, really well.
It did well because it did what it needed to. Like, a lot of people were pissed because, you know, Bryan Cranston dies in the first act. Like, true Godzilla fans aren't there for Bryan Cranston.
Granted, like, I kind of understood that because, like, he was very heavy in the advertising and he just dies off right away.
No, I do, but, I mean... I didn't go to see this movie because Bryan Cranston's in it.
Yeah, but the thing was, I remember Godzilla being...
Godzilla made 200,000 domestic.
200 million.
I always do that.
That's
Why?
Pretty solid.
Yeah. It was on a $160 million budget.
What did it do worldwide?
That's the key.
It's going to be one point
did another 328 worldwide, bringing it to $529 million.
I think it's going
to
do more.
This one, it possibly could... Because the hype from the first one was really good. Kong didn't do bad. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's the only thing I can compare this to is kind of like the Avengers movies. First one was good, got a lot of hype. And like, as they went along, it's like, oh, hey, you know, these actually aren't bad movies. Let's go see these movies. And I feel like that, hopefully, that's what's happening with this Toho Cinematic Universe. Toho Legendary. TLC Universe.
Should we call it Legendary Cinematic Universe?
It's the TLC Universe.
Oh, okay.
Toho Legendary Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah. Release? Do we know release date? May?
It was May something.
May 2019?
Yeah.
I'm definitely down for this.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, my God.
Very much down for this.
Oh, I'm going to be crying like a little child because with, like, tears.
So, Sean, yes. Something I noticed. Did Mothra look evil in this?
It looked more like a moth.
Yeah, that is true.
Moths do look creepy as hell.
I think that was the point, though. They're trying to make it look
like it's up
evil,
in the air.
But it's really neutral.
Anybody who doesn't know Godzilla...
This could be a spoiler, what you're spoiling here.
No, because we've talked about this on the podcast way too many times, especially last year when we had our monster breakdown of who would win. Right. But plus, Mothra is the protector of Earth.
It's like 40 years removed from Mothra being introduced as a character.
Yeah.
It's
like me being like, hey guys, spoiler. Yeah, but it's like me being like, spoiler, Vader is Luke's dad. Yeah. Like, oh! But for the average moviegoer who doesn't really know Godzilla but are like, oh, this seems fun, I feel like they're making it like, hey, you know, all four of these monsters could potentially be bad. But anybody who knows, like a true Godzilla fan, we know Mothra is not bad.
Yeah.
Godzilla has been bad. Mothra has never been bad.
Ooh. Do you think we'll ever get Mechagodzilla?
I hope so.
At this rate, you bet your sweet ass we will.
Okay. Because it does seem like the humans are actually putting up a little bit of a fight in this.
Like that scene where it's like Godzilla was going after Ghidorah and you saw all the helicopters on this flanking Godzilla.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Dude, that fight against Ghidorah is going to be like the greatest fight. It's going to rival anything you've ever seen from like the Rocky movies or Raging Bull. It's going to be the greatest boxing match of all time. My money's on Godzilla.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren didn't have laser breath, so.
He was a close number two.
So, John, any comments on Godzilla?
No. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see a lot in this trailer that I kind of didn't see in the previous one. So that's, I guess I'm a little nonplussed on the whole thing.
You did get to see more of the monsters, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Godzilla movie. Like,
I can see where John's coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see where you're coming from.
The thing to enjoy a Godzilla movie, you have to go, okay, monster fight first, plot second.
Plot just kind of gets in the way.
Yeah,
of the
it's like, okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Little they Ichiro.
Tried to do, the problem with Godzilla 1 is they tried to do the plot and then fill in the monsters. Yeah. No. It goes the other way around.
Yeah, no, it's monsters first. Because, like,
monsters fill in.
I can go through every single Godzilla movie and be like, this movie is horrible, but the fight in the end, like, that's every single one. And then also every fight in every Godzilla movie is, well, you see Godzilla and the monster, they meet up and they start fighting, and then the bad monster, he gets the upper hand and it looks like Godzilla's gonna die, like it really does, but then Godzilla's like, no, fuck this, man, and then he comes out with the atomic breath, beats the living shit out of him, and then he wins in the end.
Sean, you just described every fight in cinematic history.
Yeah, but Godzilla did it first and will always do it best.
That's how every fight goes.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, no, the hero's going to lose. Wait, the hero found something that gives them the advantage now.
There's a young child saying, Godzilla, don't die. And then he's like,
you're my daddy.
This is going to be 11 now. Yeah, she says it in the trailer. Is he okay? All right, let's
Godzilla,
move on.
Godzilla, you can't die.
Let's just, like, cry. Touches his nose. He's like, you're right,
the
kid.
The tear brings him back to life.
All right, we should move on. We should move on.
Okay, moving on.
It was love.
So let's move on to the second trailer that we're going to talk about. Avengers Endgame, we finally get it titled. John, do you have any interest in seeing this now?
Oh, well, shit, yeah, dude. I'm like, here till the end now on the Avengers, like... I thought Infinity War was good. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to see the end at this point, you know?
So, we really had to wait 6 months for Endgame.
I know, right?
That spoiled so much.
Right. Like, did you know it's ending?
Yeah.
I guess there's not really much to take away from this trailer if you've seen the Infinity War movie.
You've seen any of these movies.
Yeah, there's not much to take away from,
like,
the trailer.
Half the people are dead.
That's about it.
Yeah. Hawkeye's mad that his bow broke.
Well, we don't know. Like, we don't know.
That felt like way too epic of a reveal for Hawkeye.
I know, right? It was Clint the whole time.
Like, I realize the internet has gone crazy that he wasn't in it, but, like, now this seems like overdoing.
No, but there's a difference with him. Clearly.
Well, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. He doesn't have his bow.
Two things you got to take away. Two things I took away. One.
Did the bow disappear?
Yeah,
there's no bow.
It was destroyed in the snappening.
Sean's got the jokes today. Not Sam.
Apparently. I'm on it tonight, I guess.
So there's a time gap, a time jump in this movie.
A bit.
There's a time jump. A little bit. We don't know how much.
Looks like.
But there's
a week?
Enough.
Could be a four. Like, because Tony Stark has been adrift in space.
Black Widow has almost gray hair.
No, that's her blonde hair.
It's a little aged. Clear, and then obviously the beard is gone.
Yeah, well,
but and then there's the play on words. Is this a message? Or, and he's like, no, this is red. He's red outside. So there is a time jump. Whether or not it's like 5 years, whether or not it's 5 days.
I'm assuming it's not too long after.
Yeah, that's my assumption.
I'm thinking a few months.
I would go less. I'm going less. But everything's assumption at this point.
Either way.
Thanos is quite happy, though.
I don't need to see anything else.
Living on his farm of prickly pears.
Naked.
It took all of his clothes off.
Yeah, he is naked, isn't he?
He's frolicking through the fields of prickly pears. Not something I would do while naked.
He had a nice alien gladiator scene. With his hand in the wheat.
Yeah, what was his hand? It was the glove wasn't on it, but there was stuff on it, right?
No, it looked like the glove. But the gloves, remember the glove breaks when he snaps it? So that's the broken glove.
Yeah,
okay.
Or gauntlet.
All right, I gotcha.
So now everybody has to go find the Infinity Stones, maybe? I don't know.
On his planet. Right, they would be with the glove,
but it's shattered, and who knows about the Infinity Stones? They could have just scattered on themselves.
Yeah, good point.
Or they challenge him to a fiddle contest.
fiddle of gold against his soul.
Yeah, if we win, you snap everybody back.
Also, another thing, I thought it was May that this was coming out.
First week of May. Yeah, it originally said April May. Now. It was originally May 3rd, which I was excited. I don't know about you, John, but I was really excited about that day. But then,
I would have had to shift some things around with your birthday and the baby's birthday.
Don't worry. I have a wedding the following day on baby's birthday.
That's okay. I'm happy it moved to April now.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Makes so happy.
I can see it at least three times before anybody's birthday.
I'll just take a week out of work and just go every day.
That might be a day off movie.
Yeah. Take that Friday off, but go Thursday night. And maybe again Friday. I might be willing to see it back-to-back days. We'll see.
I guess. I don't know. I'm tired now. Like if we still had a midnight showing, I don't know if I could ever do a midnight showing again.
Midnight showings aren't midnight. It's 7 o'clock now.
They still offer the midnight ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's in. I don't think we need any more trailer.
Who's out? That's the person I want to meet. Person who saw the Infinity War and is like, I don't need to see the other one.
Yeah. He's like,
Do your parents watch?
No.
These?
No.
No.
Okay. They saw Black Panther though.
Yeah.
I have all the. There are better ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they saw that.
At least they saw that one.
All right.
We're talking about.
Do they think it's Best Picture? No, okay. We'll get into Oscars later.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not much for this trailer. Anything else?
No, not really. It basically, as John put it last week, this is a trailer that we this is a movie. I don't think we actually need for this movie. Like, it doesn't need a trailer.
Unnecessary.
But I just have to say, who told you guys it was dropping on Friday? Trust my sources.
You also told us it was like coming out on one week.
It was dropping every single day for the past 2 weeks.
Every text chain we look at, every time I look down for our text chain, it's like, trailer's going to drop this week. And that's like on a Monday.
I said what? Wednesday? And then I said, never mind, they postponed it to Friday. And then it dropped on Friday. Spider-Man was supposed to come out on Saturday, but they postponed it to, I believe, the 18th.
Ah. Interesting how they did that.
That's still so long when they just, not confirmed. Did they just confirm Gyllenhaal was Mantis? Not Mantis.
Gyllenhaal was Mysterio.
Mysterio,
yeah. Oh, they announced that like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, then what am I seeing in the news about him being Mysterio?
He posted something on Instagram
pictures,
recently.
Maybe?
No, I haven't seen any pictures yet of him as Mysterio.
Yeah, there's no way they're doing a trailer for...
No,
when is Homecoming come out?
July, June, right?
Yeah,
probably summer. Yeah. So there's no
way
they
would
do that.
Right when the last Spider-Man came out,
Captain Marvel isn't even out yet. There's no way they're gonna do it. I call bullshit.
Okay,
No way on the 18th. Right. No way we get Spider-Man before New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Especially when Into the Spider-Verse is out.
All right.
Coming out.
Which is getting amazing reviews. Just saying. Excited for that movie.
When are you going to go see it?
Sam, when are we going?
I don't know, whenever you want, like, just anytime. I want to see this movie.
As it's been discussed many times.
Spider-Man! Sitting in the theater with, like...
You guys have not seen as many movies in theaters as last year.
That's true. There hasn't been that many. That's the problem.
You still have to go.
I know, but there hasn't been that many good ones.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'll catch up in this month.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, shall we move on to the...
I mean, we got three alone this month to go see. Two on three. One day.
Three?
Yeah, we got the amazingly reviewed Spider-Man, amazingly reviewed Aquaman, and amazingly reviewed Bumblebee for some reason. That makes... I keep seeing that trailer. I'm like, this is going to be
crap. You
know
what's weird is Bumblebee, I think, is what? 2 percentage points lower than...
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Really, it's at weird. 97% right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, Bumblebee looks so bad.
It looks bad. It looks like
John
all of them.
Cena in it.
I am... Okay.
Go ahead, Chris. Okay. Go. You go first.
So the trailer's on all the time now, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I am so transformered out that I can't watch the trailer anymore, and it's 2 minutes.
So here's the question I bring to the table. How awesome would it be if, first of all, like, whoever the bad guy is in this is fighting Bumblebee, and, like, Bumblebee is getting his ass handed to him, right? And then
it's
all
gonna
of a sudden,
happen, yeah, as explained,
and
earlier,
the bad guy is doing his monologue thing, and John then he's Cena. Like, "Wait, what is that noise?" And you hear it's John Cena. And he just, like, comes out and starts beating up the bad guy.
I think John Cena is the bad guy, though.
So what if he comes out and attacks Bumblebee to that song?
No.
No, Sean, you know what's going to happen? We're going to learn the reason why he turned bad was somebody kidnapped his wife.
Like all the other John Cena movies.
What was the one?
But they need to play his theme song.
What was the title of that?
There was The Marine. The Marine. And what was the other one?
Oh, God.
That came out the next year.
Yeah, it was
a year
or two
six
later.
Six Steps or something like that.
Yeah, it was the same movie.
All right, John, just remember, The Rock also started out with bad movies. So eventually you'll get there. Probably not.
I thought you were talking about our John, not
Mr.
Cena.
No, Mr. Cena.
He is Mr. Cena.
No, he's John.
He is Mr. Cena to you, sir.
He's John. Until he can put out a movie that makes $100 million, he's John.
Okay.
Actually, good stat. Can we see if John Cena actually has a movie out that made $100 million? U.S.
That is actually a very good question.
I'm pretty sure the answer is no.
Is it J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
J-O-H-N,
I think. I don't know.
I think it's J-O-H-N.
Hey, can I share with you? Well, I guess I already told you guys, but I share with the podcast audience. Fun fact, speaking about box office totals, that Aquaman has already made more money in China in a week than Wonder Woman did for its entire run.
Yeah. Yes. And
what does it say?
By the way, it was nominated for an Oscar last year.
John Cena?
Yes.
But did it make 100?
No, 84.
So what was the two? So Daddy's Home 2,
And Trainwreck with Amy Schumer, everyone's favorite comedian.
Oh, God.
Which, I'm going to, in her defense, she's kind of funny. So why is the internet hate her?
I don't know.
It's just like one of those people the internet hates. And I'm just like, why? She's kind of funny.
Kind of, yeah, that's the thing.
She's not.
You gotta watch her stuff and see if you. Yeah. I watch her stuff. I don't like it. But
yeah, it's a lot of people don't like her.
Well, I think the thing with her is that she was, like, accused of, like, stealing jokes or whatever, but... Yeah.
Isn't every comedian eventually accused of stealing jokes?
Well, yeah, if your name is Carlos Mencia or, like, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook is not a stealer, he's just incredibly repetitive with no new stuff.
No, he also stole.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I just know that.
So
he couldn't steal good
jokes?
No, he couldn't, because everybody would know if he stole the good ones.
What was it? I saw him live in 2005, I want to say.
Yeah,
or 2004, and then I heard him 10 years later. It's the exact same thing.
Pretty much,
it's the exact same joke.
Yeah, no, he's well. Here's the funny thing about Dane Cook is I feel like everybody at one point in their young lives goes, "Wow, he's actually kind of funny," and then they usually graduate from college or are usually a junior in college, and they go, "Wow, Dane Cook's not funny," because he's not. Mm-hmm. He's very childish with his.
It's part of the life cycle.
We were really off topic here.
Yeah, we're talking about John Cena. Sorry, John Cena.
And John. Sorry, John and John.
It's all right. We can move past John Cena because it's very confusing to me when you talk about Cena. So,
all right, shall we go down to Haunting on Hill House for a little while? So, new show on Netflix from
newish
October, yeah. Halloween,
and around that time
it just started up. So, small little horror TV show that was put out by Netflix on Netflix, obviously, and
we talked about
you finally finished.
We talked about the first couple episodes, I want to say.
Yeah,
Sam and John only watched like one.
Yeah, and it was a slow build up. We'll give you that.
It was a very interesting way that they did the first few episodes because each episode dealt with a different child.
Mm-hmm.
So the first five episodes were all about a different child.
Yep,
and it was really cool because all the stories kind of intertwined in a way. And then they just kind of kept going with the story after that.
So there was, so if I remember throughout the whole time, I'm not going to recap the whole thing because that's just
going to be
crazy. It doesn't really pick up until probably about the eighth episode, maybe ninth episode, when they're actually at the funeral. And then they're hinting at, so the whole prize, the like prize of the show is the dad's story. Because every time you're looking, you're like, all right, well, you see the eldest son's points of view through the night. And then you see the eldest daughter's points of view throughout the whole night. Clearly, there's one or two nights that something happened.
Yeah.
The prize is the dad's story.
Yeah, because he saw
and you get to see a little bit of it when he shows up. Yeah. Pretty much when he shows up is when the thing starts to actually get really interesting.
Yeah.
And plus, not to mention the scare factors. The scares at that really start to get ramped up.
Oh my god. So the going with scare, the car scene.
Oh my god. That got me.
That got you. Okay. So I knew it was coming because I watched before we even started watching this show. I watched a video on Facebook. It was like Netflix employees watch that scene from Hill House, and I was like, "What is this?" And it was like, "You've been warned." They haven't. And I just watched all of them get scared. And I was like, I would have gotten me if I wasn't watching this video and prepared. So we're downstairs, lights are all off, Amy's watching it, and I kind of put my head on her lap, and I'm just like, they're in the car arguing. I'm like, here he comes. And like, she's just sitting there, and all of a sudden, it happens. She's like, like, tenses up. Her arms are like flailing near her face. She's got a terrified look on her face. I'm laughing hysterically. It is genuinely terrifying, though.
So the thing with this scene was that
comes out of nowhere.
When you're watching a horror movie, you expect this to happen, but then it was kind of a big payoff, or a good payoff, because throughout the whole series you're trying to figure out what actually happened, and then these two sisters are actually talking about stuff that happened, so you're completely paying attention, and then it happens, and that's what gets you, because you're it's really important and you're trying to pay attention, and then boom, this happens, and it's the mom just freaks out. Ugh, that was great. It was really good. It got me out. I was riding home from the train on the train. And it was a packed train. And then I'm sitting down, and I'm in the middle of the car, and I'm sitting down, I have my headphones in, and then this happens, and I like shake and stand up a little bit, and then everybody just like turns and looks at me, and then I just sit there and I'm laughing to myself because it got me good. And then everybody's just kind of looking at me like, what the fuck is this kid doing? I know we have a problem here with drugs, but damn.
It's tweaking. Oh man,
that got me pretty good.
Yeah, that was a great pop scare.
It was definitely a pop scare.
Yeah,
and
but it was
there was a reason for it.
There was a reason for the pop scare. It wasn't a pop scare to be scary. There was a reason for it, because they're arguing at each other, and that pop scare brings those two sisters back together.
Yep, and the mom was the one who scared them.
No, it was Nell.
I thought it was the mom.
No, it was the youngest daughter.
Was it? Oh, yeah, that looks similar.
Well, when everybody's dead, they usually
do. Good point. Well, anyway, the payoff in the end was okay. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. It wasn't something brand new that we saw. It wasn't something that opened the floodgates of a new style of horror.
The big key was Luke's imaginary friend, the little girl from the garden. That was the biggest payoff, who she was. Because you see her, you saw her throughout the entire series, and you just kind of were like, oh, she's just one of the ghosts in the house. Like, they constantly see her in different places, and then, you know, the last night happens, and that's when you're like, oh, shit, she's not a ghost. Like, she's a real girl, and then the shit happens to her, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Now, how did the mom die?
So the mom, she jumped off the balcony?
Okay,
and
okay.
landed... Snapped her neck.
So I thought one of the coolest parts, I thought, and this was a good concept and I guess a story, the way Nell, when she died, she went back and haunted herself.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was interesting, but still a little confusing. So why is there time travel involved?
Yeah, a little weird. Aliens. A little weird.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little weird, but it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't going to break any new ground into a style of horror.
No.
It was just a haunting. It just kind of filled it out. Like, it was cool how they had witness marks and things like that, how it wasn't really a treehouse or,
that was really cool. Like, clock. And, so you saw, so with the treehouse, so you saw the treehouse multiple times. You saw Theo in her dance studio.
Yep.
You saw, was it Steven in his game room area? You saw,
the mom in the
mom
vanity,
in her
with the vanity.
Yeah,
yep.
In her relaxing room,
reading room. Yep.
Yeah, and you saw everybody in that room, and I think the big moment in this show was when the dad was like, "I never built you guys a treehouse. We were only supposed to be there for the summer. Why would I build you guys a treehouse? I was too busy." And then that's when the gears started moving. You're like, wait. And it's like, that's when it comes out that all those places were the same room. It was the red room.
Yeah.
That the whole time you were like, but what's in the red room? And now we all know. It's basically whatever it is you want it to be.
Yeah. So, yeah, the ending was okay.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
It was one of those weird endings where it's like, well,
okay,
was she crazy or was it the ghosts in the house that were causing her to go crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was definitely mentally ill, but was she fully mentally ill? Kind of thing.
Yeah. No, but at that point, I didn't really care. Yeah. I kind of wanted it to be over.
I was happy. It wasn't too long. It wasn't like...
It was a little long.
I thought it was fine.
It was a lot of build-up.
It was a lot of build-up, but they had five stories to tell.
Yeah, good point.
You know, and then even like the storm episode, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one was when they kind of filled in a bunch.
It wasn't until the last few episodes that I really started noticing all the ghosts in all the scenes.
Well, because they didn't really make a point to point it out.
No,
when they were showing it,
I mean the hidden ones. Do you ever notice all the hidden ghosts?
Not really.
There's like 50 hidden ghosts throughout the entire show from beginning to end. They're all over the place, and it wasn't until the last few episodes when I really started noticing all the ghosts. I don't know if it's true. I feel like I have to go back and rewatch. But if you watch the funeral episode, which is amazingly shot, it's basically a one shot where it's like the scene where so the dad's there and the camera spins around him and it shows all of his kids as adults and does 360.
Yeah, that was cool.
And now they're all kids again.
Yeah.
And then back and they're all adults again. Like, it was so amazingly done. That episode was awesome. But if you pay attention to Nell the whole time, stuff happens in there. Like, she's there, then she's gone, then she's there again. Now there, and then there's somebody standing in front of her. Like, stuff keeps happening in there that you just don't notice because you're focusing on the dad the whole time.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe I should have watched the last few.
Yeah, but well, the entire show, there's a bunch of hidden ghosts.
Yeah.
But I like I said, I really noticed them at the end.
So I didn't know this, but this is a remake of a few different movies.
Well, it was originally a book.
Originally a book, and then in 1963, there was a movie called The Haunting. Yep. It was pretty much the exact same thing.
Sort of.
Except you don't see ghosts in that movie until the end.
Well, with this show, all the main characters, they weren't related in the book or the other movies.
Yeah, they were all different.
In this one, they made them a family and gave them a reason, kind of, to go to that.
So the house. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't know that until later. But it wasn't bad. So
no, I'll really recommend it. Definitely recommend it.
I'll recommend it for people who have Netflix and want to watch a horror thing.
It's a good story. Really good story.
It was
story.
A story. Watch it for the story, because you're not going to see much else. Just watch it for the story.
Yeah. Good acting. I was happy with the acting.
Yeah.
It was, especially it was from the kids. The kids were
The kids did a pretty good really job. Good. The kids did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
So, all right, shall we move on to the last the last topic that Ryan suggested?
Sure,
why not? So it was, what TV series have you seen or rewatched, and it still holds up to your standards now?
Sam,
be anywhere
John?
From the past or present.
I mean, for me, it's got to be 30 Rock.
Okay.
I can go back and watch that show anytime. I love that show.
And it's not, you're not like sitting on your phone when the show's on again?
No, I'm watching.
You're actually watching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. It's a nice little short show, too.
John, do you have any shows?
Yeah, I mean, I usually get stuck doing at least like a partial rewatch of either Mad Men or The Sopranos like each year. In fact, right now I'm like going through Mad Men again, and I'm like, no, I have to like watch something else. I can't do this again.
So does things like The Office and Seinfeld also fall into that for you?
Yeah, I mean, is it like a rewatch though with sitcoms? I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah, I would say they're rewatches. Yeah.
I don't know. It's always kind of been a little bit of a different thing, I guess, for me, because it's like, I don't know, when you can just watch one episode at a time, it's a little bit of a different vibe, but I guess it's pretty much the same deal.
All right. For me, I mean, I've got lists of shows that I'll go back and rewatch. Love The Muppet Show. I will always go back and rewatch The Muppet Show, and it's the same every time. I love it. I'll go 10 seasons of The Simpsons are the same. I can go back and watch like 10 episodes from each season.
I think Ryan meant all inclusive,
like the all beginning to end.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I see. I'm usually not one to rewatch an entire series, but the big one that is more of a story.
I think that's what he meant though.
Yeah.
All seasons.
Problem is, I've watched too many. Like most seasons, they just get crap at the end. I don't want to rewatch.
No, but that's what I think. What he's asking.
But one episode, two shows that I will always go back and rewatch that do are story driven, not like half hour episodes where they don't. Bones. I will always go back and rewatch Bones.
That's pretty good.
When Bones is on, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this. The other one is Law and Order SVU.
Yeah. I can see why you like that.
You don't watch a Law and Order show. You get kidnapped by it.
Yeah, it's just hard to.
You get held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Your only escape are the commercials.
Yeah.
And you're like, should I switch it? Should I switch it? I don't know. Where's
the
remote?
It's just hard to turn. It's hard to turn that off.
It's hard to turn them off.
Really, you get like weird dreams and stuff if you watch it for too long, because you're like, oh man, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then what's her face is gonna come in and try and arrest somebody.
Oh no, it's Liv. So those two shows,
pretty good. Bones was good.
Yeah. Definitely can go back and rewatch. I could probably go back and rewatch the entire series of Bones again and just be happy.
Yeah.
And it'll live up to where I want it to be. Problem is I probably won't, because most shows I watch have been on for like 10 plus seasons, and I really don't want to watch 10 seasons of
Bones,
something.
Bones is 20 episodes a season,
and they're all 45 minutes minus commercials.
Yeah, so 40.
So it takes a while, and there's so much on streaming that I just don't want to go back.
No, I think that's what Ryan was trying to say. It's just whatever get you going.
Yeah.
So for John with Mad Men, it's you gotta start, and if you don't stop it right away, you're stuck watching it till the end.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
would miniseries count? Do you think
Band of
Brothers is one?
Yeah,
that one.
Band of Brothers. Re-watch. It's a weird one because with Band of Brothers, if you start on episode two, you're kind of forced to start on one and watch that
rewatch,
and then unfortunately it's start to finish after that.
Yeah,
because you just get in depth in it. So I don't know. It's kind of a weird exception. My two would be Fringe.
Okay.
Which I've talked about so many times.
Yep.
The only problem, Fringe is not on one of the streaming platforms, so I can't sit down and watch it again until it gets back on one of them. And then the other one, and it's hard to find these episodes, but if they're on, I will always sit down and watch every single one of them, start to finish, no distractions, and usually Christina's with me. Survivor Man.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Really weird, really strange. For some reason, I love every second of it.
Yeah. Should watch, Man Versus on, I think it's on Netflix. It's kind of like Survivor Man meets extraterrestrial.
Oh, I won't do that.
It's fun.
Survivor Man is literally the top-notch survival show above everybody else.
It's just enjoyable to see him like lug around all the equipment.
Yeah.
Well, you show all the respect for it. And he walks you through everything.
Yeah.
And then there's certain, if you get so in-depth in an episode, you feel sad or you feel happy.
The worst are the ones where he can't survive.
Yeah, so if he's in, one in he's in the desert, but he had, a sinus infection or something, and he could not do it. He had to walk to the safety crew. Like, Bear Grylls will never do that.
Well, yeah.
Because it's all staged.
Yeah.
But he'll actually sit there and try and duke it out with nature.
The thing with Bear Grylls, though, and he gets a lot of shit, but I feel like if Bear Grylls was stranded, he could do it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
there's
that he
no
can't
doubt
do
about
it.
But, I mean, for the sake of television, yeah, he's got a camera crew with him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you on that one. But then, with Survivor Man, there was the one episode where he's up in Alaska, and then he's pretty much starving, and then he's like, oh, I wasn't going to fish today, but I threw in the rod, and then he comes out with, these massive fish.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever felt so happy watching TV in my entire life, because I'm like, Les gets to eat today.
Yeah.
How do you insure that show? That's my question.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, it was...
all these shows have to be insured.
Yeah.
What was it? Back when it first started, it wasn't Nat Geo, it was Discovery.
Yeah, it was Sci-Fi. Channel.
Now I think
it's Sci-Fi. Science.
No, it was Discovery.
At first
before
it was Discovery.
That.
Was it? Did it say
and then it's Science.
I thought it started on Science.
No, it started
and then moved
on
over Discovery.
It's now on Science. It started at Discovery.
Yeah.
But I think it transitioned, you're right, though, a couple seasons in or three seasons in.
Yeah. Well, because he stopped doing it because it became too much for him. So he retired, but then he came back to redo it.
Yeah, he came back, he did one season, and he said it was awful.
Yeah.
And then he started doing the Bigfoot, there was a Bigfoot thing, and then he started doing traveling with all the Aborigines and all those, so he started doing all that. And it was something else.
You know what's a good, along those lines that I can go back and rewatch, it's still going on, but River Monsters,
phenomenal show. That is a good show.
Phenomenal. Makes me terrified of rivers, lakes, and estuaries.
You know what's a good show? Those damn estuaries.
Yeah,
man.
No, that's where the big ones are.
But you know what's a good show? I never sat down and watched it start to finish, but it's a great show. Idiot Abroad.
Yes.
That's a great travel
show.
That
is a good travel show.
So are we at the point of the program where we're like, hey, you know what's a good show? Now, have you guys ever heard of this show, Live PD?
Yes.
It's on Friday and Saturday night.
Yes, I heard, was it Warwick Police Department were on that show recently?
Yeah, I don't know if they are just on it,
like permanently?
Period. Well, because, I think that's what, just have six or seven locations, and they're just there for a whole season or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Warwick is one of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's just a certain kind of show that is very appealing from 9 to 12 at night on on a weeknight. I mean, a weekend night. And this kind of it. I put it on, and there were a bunch of bums from Florida, who got into a fight, and then I don't know.
You ever watch Bar Rescue, because I felt like...
Oh, I love Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue was that my kind of show, like that, so like from 9 to midnight.
Oh, what the heck was it called? There was a bar that they rescued. It was one of the first ones they did. It was in New York City on Wall Street.
Yeah.
That's the place we would go to when I used to work in New York City. after they rescued
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I forget what the name of the bar was. Damn it.
That was a good show, though. Like, that was...
It's still on, right?
If we're at this point, earlier today, my dad had History Channel on, and Pawn Stars came on.
Oh, God, yeah. Where Pawn Stars is another one of
those
shows.
I
can rewatch episodes.
I can't do that.
I can.
But I feel like Pawn Stars is similar to what I texted you guys about the other day, American Greed, where you just start.
And you just
and
can't
you're
stop.
Stuck because you can't. Yeah. You have to finish it.
You know what's another one of those shows is American Pickers.
Dude, let me tell you about like just the History Channel like selection these days. It's not the sort of thing I'd watch like if I have time. But like, man, you get me like stuck in a hotel room. Yeah, I'll fuck with some Pickers.
Yeah, you're like, well, there's news,
Ice Road Truckers.
Wow, this guy's got a lot of shit. Wow.
Oh man, yeah. There's plenty of shows that I will go back and rewatch. But for me, I can't bring myself to be like, yeah, you know, like I brought up before, Bones. I could never sit down and because I have all the discs. I think except for the last season, I have them all on DVD. I could never throw that in and be like, yeah, we'll start from the beginning.
It's also
again.
Hard when you actually have to put in the DVD. I know that's strange. It's wicked easy.
I know.
It's
true.
It's tough.
Speaking of a show you have to put a DVD in, I just thought of this. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
I could watch that at any point.
No, see, I couldn't do that.
Oh, my God. That's an amazing show.
It's way too repetitive. But then again,
well, yeah,
I'm that way with Baywatch. I can watch Baywatch over and over and over again.
It's such a stupid show. And you're just like, this is so enjoyable. It's so stupid.
How's Walker getting the roundhouse
kick?
But I don't
know why Baywatch
is
enjoyable.
Because the Hoff.
Hasselhoff. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
what it is?
Yeah, I think it's the Hasselhoff.
I'm sure it's not.
Oh, I'm sure deep down it is.
Some dark corners in your head.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I feel like we just came up with a lot of shows that we either get stuck watching or enjoy rewatching.
If it's available. Top Gear is available.
Yeah.
Love rewatching Top Gear.
The problem is there's some episodes that I just can't stand.
That's the thing. If they're reviewing...
Like the X-Files is the same way. There's some great episodes of the X-Files that I can rewatch millions of times.
And then there's
75% of them that are about aliens.
Yeah. See, that's,
that aren't fun.
See, that's the thing. And again, that relates to Ryan's things. All the seasons, all the show holds up to the same standard.
No,
X-Files
and
Top Gear do not have those.
No. Which is disappointing because X-Files I can rewatch, but it has to be those episodes.
Yeah, like 9 times I've been like, this is the time I watch all the X-File episodes.
Yeah, nope.
And I get to like
season 5,
and I'm
you
just
get to
like,
that
nope.
one episode that's about the government hiding the existence of aliens through whatever bureaucratic blah blah blah, and you're like, oh my god, make it end, just make it. Let me see a giant monster that eats people.
And then they're like, but it's not really the government; it's some kind of shadow government.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't even the monster.
And then there was an episode. I think this is when I just gave up the last time I watched. There was an episode where the aliens who are in on the conspiracy get killed off by a different set of aliens. And so, same with all the conspirators. And, like, now these new aliens are running the show. And I'm just like, nope.
No, yeah.
This is just dumb.
God damn, I'm just going to put on InfoWars.
It's pretty much it.
I know, it's the same thing.
A lot more anti-Semitism in InfoWars, but still.
A lot more yelling, though.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Can I throw out another show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just started watching it last night, but I'm like halfway through the first season. Have you guys watched The Good Place?
I've heard good things. I have not started it.
I have not.
Let me tell you.
What is The Good Place on?
NBC.
Oh, is that the one with Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's the one that makes fun of the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the guys. So, Well, one of the so they're all dead.
Yeah.
So they're in the good place, which is, you know, not quite the sort of heaven and hell sort of thing. They're just in the good place. They're not in the bad place. And you get a flashback to, like, people's lives who are in the good place with, you know, the main character and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Jaguars fan just throws a Molotov cocktail and says, like, Bortles, like, as he's doing it, which I thought was great.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta rewatch that. Yeah, so
I can't think of anything else either for that.
No, there's not many shows. I mean, like I said, the first 10 seasons of like The Simpsons, I can well.
Yeah, but I think it's
season only, two through I think like
it's
10.
Inclusive of everything now.
But I know, but like those seasons, I can go back and rewatch it from beginning to end, and it's enjoyable to me. The problem,
yeah,
is
no, but this is stuff that holds up. The whole thing holds.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is whole thing needs to hold up.
Yeah.
And
anybody else? Anything else?
Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, jeez.
I recently rewatched that.
Yeah. You recently rewatched it, and was it good?
It was good.
Yeah.
Weird, but good.
I would also chuck up Star Wars Clone Wars.
I haven't rewatched it, so I can't say.
I rewatch it so much. I'll pick it up in the middle of some season, and okay. I'll just keep going.
The problem with that is it's so out of order.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would make a definitive cut.
I don't think that's like a big...
No, it's not a big problem, but I would like to watch it in order one of these days.
Oh, good point.
Be nice. Because, season three is completely in order, which is nice.
I honestly don't even know.
The one with Darth Maul.
I just watch them whenever the release date was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Whatever order that was.
But, like, the whole Darth Maul storyline, that's all in order. Like chronological order. But, like, every once in a while there's an episode that's, like, a prequel to it because they'll reference things from the... Like, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it that way.
Either way. Can't wait until that comes out.
Oh, yeah. Season one.
Anything else? Anybody else to comment before we end it?
No. I think that's it.
Well, can I get one thing?
Yeah,
go ahead.
So, as you guys may have seen, Daredevil...
Oh, yes.
They announced the release date. Daredevil. I'm not sorry.
No, Punisher.
Daredevil.
Punisher.
Punisher.
Yep.
Obviously, they canceled Daredevil. I don't know if we talked about that. I think we did.
Yeah, we did last week.
Wait, they announced the Punisher release date?
Yes. Punisher season 2 release date.
When?
Soon?
Yeah, it's...
I think it's in January.
Yeah, it's early January, I think.
Yeah. How... So, if that's, say, released... Well, hang on. Let me try to get the actual day here. What'd you guys think of Punisher the last season? Did you watch it?
I watched the half of it.
I watched all of it.
It was a tough watch. It was good, but it was a tough watch.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't my favorite.
No.
But it wasn't bad.
The problem with Punisher, like, Punisher can be good, but you gotta know how to do it, and you don't need too much story there for Punisher. You just kind of need, like, a simple story, and, like, Frank Castle's killing this guy. Okay, then that's all you need.
It was pretty simple when you look at big picture.
Yeah. But it was a lot of flashbacks and stuff, and it got complex. And anyways.
All they're saying here is January, so I guess just at some point in January. Anyway, so when do you think Punisher gets canceled?
Right after.
A week after.
Yeah.
Like if it comes out on Friday, it's canceled Monday.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
There's no way this... Like, it's just hilarious to me that, like, everyone knows the show is canceled. And yet, like, it hasn't technically been canceled.
Because I feel like they made this season before...
They made it before everybody got canceled.
So.
Right. Like, somebody had the idea in, like, September to, like, pull the plug on all these shows. And this was already, like, halfway done. So you're obviously not going
to
stop.
Do we know if Jessica Jones is canceled?
Jessica Jones has yet to be canceled, which is surprising.
So they probably filmed already half.
They probably filmed parts of season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no way Jessica Jones survives.
No,
there must be a certain point with like TV shows, or like you have to pay people to lock them in for their schedule after a certain point. Like even if you haven't started filming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and I can't see why Jessica Jones wouldn't be renewed for a third season. Like,
yeah, Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Once Daredevil was canceled, you knew everything was gone.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So that's all I got.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a good note. I didn't even realize that. Yeah,
it came out, I think, today or yesterday.
Oh, it did. Oh,
yeah, it's relatively new news.
Well, anyway, so why don't we wrap this up? Right. That does it for this week. If you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Answer the Star Wars trivia question, and you can send us topics to discuss, like Ryan has done. You can send them via Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get to us, and we'll talk about it on the air. And if you have any comments, you can write those in too. So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night.